You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off. Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can join us today because I had a listener, Sylvia Blackerby, shared about a young man who currently needs our help. And right now I have on the line with me Teresa Lee. We're wanting to help Douglas. Welcome to the show, Teresa.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. And let's talk about what's going on with Douglas and what's currently his situation.
My son, Douglas, back in April, the 1st of April, was a very healthy young man. One morning he woke up and he was having some swelling in his abdomen and his legs. So we quickly got him an appointment. They admitted him straight to Grandview with a diagnosis of non-painful jaundice. And as tests went forward, and cirrhosis of the liver, and as tests went forward, we found out that he has autoimmune hepatitis, which was brought on by a LKM positive antibody, which is also a genetic type antibody. So, and now Douglas is at UAB. He has been tested, or he is actually in treatment right now. He is in full-blown liver failure, and we are just waiting on insurance approval to get a liver for him. So he is 20, He is 26 and was very healthy and working and a vibrant young man prior to April.
Wow. What a change for him and for your family. And now you're facing not only the health issue, but the expenses that goes with that, especially if he was working and now he's unable to work.
Yeah, that's correct. He was working up until about, he was working up until last week. And it got the pain and the swelling in his belly got so unbearable to where he had to call off, and we were admitted straight into UAB with, with his lab values getting worse and worse, and he's at a critical level that could possibly have seizures, and, he just cannot function as a 26-year-old anymore, or any age, it doesn't matter. He's just very sick right now. I'm still trying to work and keep normalcy with my other kids, and, it's getting very, very difficult because I'm juggling, not financially, but just juggling myself, trying to get from Grandview to UAB every day to help take care of him or to sit with him because, his certain is unknown right now. So,
now, was Douglas on his own or was he living with you?
No, Douglas is on his own. Douglas lives in a house he's got several roommates, has a car. He was traveling, doing things with friends. He lives on his own. So, and now everything has stopped.
How has this affected him mentally, emotionally, Teresa?
Well, he's trying very hard to stay positive, but, he's having a difficult time trying to figure out, first of all, where his life is going to be in the next few months. Is he going to be able to financially, be able to do anything, afford anything? There's a lot of uncertainty. So, we just don't know the outcome. What brought all this about is to maybe think is, back in 2013, my husband got very sick and we found out he had liver failure. And so passed away shortly, about 3 weeks after having the diagnosis of liver failure. So we've had this kind of in the back of our mind, or I have, that, and praying that genetics did not take over any of my children. Well, it has taken over Douglas. So that's weighing on him also, that, his life may end the way his father's did several years ago. So
now that he's with the UAB liver transplant team, are they waiting on a living donor, someone to donate a piece of liver for him? How is that working right now?
Well, as of right now, we're still waiting on insurance approval. There's a lot of hoops that you have to jump through, to get insurance approval for an organ. But because my son is 6'5 and 330 pounds, he has to have a full organ. So we have to wait on a live organ to be donated from, unfortunately, a deceased person. He cannot take a partial. He has to have a full one. And it has to be healthy and, has to be comparable because he's 26. So it has to be someone of young age.
Right. Okay. So insurance is what you're waiting on that end so that he can have the liver transplant. What is the timeline? I mean, as far as, let's say insurance takes their time, how long can a person go with waiting on a liver in his situation?
That I don't know, but I do know they were hoping that after he is approved that he would be able to receive a liver about a week to 2 weeks after the approval. So, like I said, right now we're just waiting on the approval and then trying to get all the financial backing because when he gets the liver, he'll be on like 15 medications coming out of the hospital. So, but, I don't know what our time frame is. I wish I did, but unfortunately, we don't have that capability of knowing.
And Teresa, as you know, we recently had a deputy in Bibb County who lost his life in the line of duty, and he was actually an organ donor. And that's a very important subject to bring up right now during our conversation is the importance of being listed as an organ donor so that you can help someone who's in need like Douglas is at this time. And yeah. I appreciate the fact that the Johnson family, that Brad Johnson was able to be an organ donor. I know they kept him alive for a certain period of time so that they could use his organs. And as a matter of fact, while we're talking, I'm thinking I want to dedicate this show to Deputy Brad Johnson. I haven't done that yet, but him losing his life with Bibb County Sheriff's Department in the line of duty, and now here we are talking about a young man who needs that gift, and unfortunately someone has to lose their life. But at the same time, if we're organ donor, we decide, hey, I want to give in death, I want to give in my passing, then it is a gift for people like Douglas to be able to continue to live.
Right. And you know, I'm an advocate for, I think it's called Donate Life Alabama. I see them with working with Grandview. So I see them in there a good bit. But, eyes, I think, even if you donate eyes, I think if I understand correctly, sometimes that could go up to 5 or 6 donors with the different things that they use for an eye. So, everybody is capable of donating something when you pass away. So that is a personal choice. I fully understand that. But, it does help save lives or bring back sight or, just anything. So I highly recommend organ donation. So even if you donate your body just to science so that, we medical people can understand how the body works and how it functions. So.
Yes. And in Alabama, it's called Legacy of Hope. And people can go to legacyofhope.org. And then when they get their license renewed or they get their driver's license, they can choose to be an organ donor at that time. And Teresa, if you'll stay here with me, we'll go to a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about what people can do, what listeners can do to help Douglas during this time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, folks. Right now, we are talking to Teresa. She is the mother to Douglas, Teresa Lee. And we're talking about Douglas and his need for a liver donor, which it will be from a cadaver, it will be from a person who's deceased, and that's how Douglas will receive this gift. He's 26 years old, and we're going to talk about a call to action when we come back. I hope you'll continue to listen to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the show. Right now I have on the line with me Teresa Lee, and I appreciate Sylvia Blackerby sharing about Douglas. That's how it works here on The Mark White Show. People share about these different efforts, and I try to share them through the show to bring you, the listener, an awareness of what the people need. Now, Douglas was a perfectly healthy son to Teresa, and he became very sick. He was working, and now he's currently at UAB. He is in the liver transplant part of UAB and waiting on insurance to approve a liver transplant. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Teresa.
Thank you.
So it's so important right now that listeners have heard Douglas's story, or at least part of it, enough to understand the situation with his father passing away after having his own battle with a liver issue. And now here's Douglas at just 26 years old going through something similar. And we certainly want your son to be able to live as full a life as possible. And that's why we're talking today. And I want you to be able to share exactly what you want listeners out there to do for your son right now.
Well, you know, this is fairly new for me. I've only been battling with trying to help him fundraise for the past week. So I have set up a GoFundMe account for him. His name is Douglas Lee, and that's L-E-E, and it's to help Douglas get a new liver. But it's to help with all the expenses that come with it, you know, keeping up with his financial responsibilities that he has. So, you know, people can reach out to me, you know, send checks. I have an account set up with his name and my name on it, you know, through Wells Fargo to put money into it. So I haven't completely changed over to a fundraiser account because I've been just transferring and paying bills out of that account that I have. So, but the GoFundMe is what has been set up. Well, it's a medical GoFundMe, and it's Douglas Medical Bills for a New Liver, organized by Teresa Lee. It has my son's picture on it, you know, just his facial picture. So he's got brown curly hair.
I see that. So we want people to go to Douglas Medical Bills for a New Liver. Teresa will be able to post if she has an update. If a page is created, then you can share about that, and that way people can go and find that, where if there's something that comes up, especially that people can help with, that you think will help Douglas further, then you can share about that. But we want Douglas to get well. We want Douglas to be able to be approved by insurance very soon so that he can get on the right track to recovery. This is a very difficult situation for a 26-year-old man. I know when I was 25, I was ready to start my own business. I was in the middle of being a business owner at 26. I just shared a story yesterday about a gentleman who really gave me a great opportunity when it came to a business in town to be able to rent from him. And I was just 26 years old at the time. And so I know exactly the mindset of a 26-year-old as they're trying to lay down and establish themselves with their life. And now Douglas, his life has been upended, and we really need to get him right on track. And I hope that UAB's liver team is able to help him and he can live as full a life as he possibly can. That's my hope for him.
Thank you. That's mine too. So that's my main goal.
Well, Teresa, you're a great mother, and I appreciate you continuing to be there for your son during this time. I know that there are other obligations, as you mentioned, with your other children and then with you traveling from Grandview to UAB, but just know that my hat's off to you for what you're doing. I know it's not something that we do to be complimented, but there are a lot of people out there who don't necessarily take that initiative, and here you are with a 26-year-old son making those sacrifices to be there for him. So I really appreciate you, Teresa.
Well, thank you. My children have been my priority for their entire life. So, you know, that's kind of why I get up every morning, is because of my kids. So,
well, thank you for that. You're a good mama, and I hope it's an example to other people who are listening, that they think about their own children or those who maybe are a little older, they still need their mamas and daddies sometimes to help them, because there are situations like this where there can be a major struggle and we need those people to support us, those people who care about us and love us. And that's so important that Douglas has that support right now, I know.
Yeah, we try. My mother helps, my sister helps, you know. I have recently remarried, he helps. So, you know, my kids become a family issue. They're not on their own. So I've got lots of medical friends that are helping. So, you know, it's a whole family network that we do this. So friends become family, you know, become deeper family. It's what we do. So.
And my message to Douglas right now, Douglas, you're probably hearing this here on the Mark White Show. I want you to know that we're in your corner, my friend. I wish you all the best as you go through this health issue, and I hope that you can come out stronger than ever as you face this. I appreciate all those who are supporting you, and I know you do too. And you hang tough, especially when it comes to mental challenges. If you have emotional or mental challenges because of this, talk to people and make sure they understand what you're going through so that they can offer the support. We don't know unless we say it, right? I mean, that's what we have to do. So make sure that you explain what's going on with you so that your mom and everyone else can help you. And I'm here for anything you need, Douglas. And we appreciate your mom today joining us on the show to let us know about your situation. So that's my message to Douglas, Teresa.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
Again, folks, go to GoFundMe.com and search Douglas Medical Bills for a New Liver. We appreciate Teresa joining us today here on the Mark White Show and sharing about her son, Douglas, and we wish him all the best moving forward and keep him in your prayers. We need that support as well. Financial, your support to help this family during this difficult time. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing stories like Douglas's to encourage and inspire you to make a difference where you can. If you are encouraged by the show, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to try to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you'll hear about people like Douglas, and you can help them even further. And then subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.